Welcome to Turn Up the Music with Cheryl Giesbrecht. I'm DC Carter. Today, we'll be listening about how to call on God. Here's Cheryl.
What's in a name? A lot, actually, especially when it comes to the name of God. Ever hear God's name tossed around carelessly? Sometimes used in cursing or to make off-color comments, but that's not at all what God intended. God gave his name as a title to tell us something about himself. Psalm 105, verse 3 and 4 says, "Glory in his holy name. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually." God wants us to know him. We can get to know him by relying on him. He wants us to call on his name. God wants us to praise his name, to seek his power, and that comes through prayer. Some of us might feel a little embarrassed. We haven't been faithful. God already knows everything about us, and we're reminded about this in Psalm 139, verses 1 and 2. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. Prayer is for our benefit. Prayer gives us the advantage. There's power available to us by calling on the name of God. It's being comfortable and having confidence in the one whom we are asking. Our Heavenly Father loves us so much, he can't love us any more than he does right now. He wants us to run to him with every concern, every problem, and every difficulty. The song Call My Name explains how God wants us to go to him. Lead singer Mac Powell of Third Day says, "Just call my name." Let's listen.
When you feel like you're alone in your sadness, and it seems like no one in this whole world cares, and you wanna get away from the madness, you just call my name.
God says, just call my name. Some people think of prayer as a formal meeting time, but prayer is just as easy as that, just calling out the name of Jesus. Praise is fitting for the name of God, too. God loves it when we praise him, and there are lots of ways to praise him found in Psalms. Psalm 145, verses 1 and 2, "I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever." Just call his name to pray or praise. Either way, God is waiting for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Your love for us is so alive. Thank you for always being there when we call. Thank you for your presence and your power in our lives. We praise you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Turn up the music.
Thanks for joining Cheryl Giesbrecht with Turn Up the Music. For information on Cheryl's products or speaking ministry, go to FromAshesToBeauty.com. I'm DC Carter. Have a great week.